This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Reinforced Russian troops backed by airstrikes are pummeling a portion of eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian officials said Saturday that Russia's forces blew up bridges and shelled apartment buildings while fighting to capture two cities that would put a contested province under Moscow's control. A regional governor said Russian and Ukrainian forces battled street by street. And the neighboring areas, the cities, are central to the Kremlin's goal of seizing the entire Donbas region. British officials said Russia is devoting significant troop strength and firepower to a creeping advance. Moscow and Kyiv blamed each other for a fire that destroyed the main church in a monastery that is one of Ukraine's holiest Orthodox Christian sites. North Korea test fired a salvo of 8 short-range ballistic missiles from multiple locations toward the sea on Sunday. That's according to South Korea's military, extending a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations this year that U.S. and South Korean officials say may culminate with a nuclear test explosion, possibly setting a single-day record for North Korean ballistic launches. The missiles were fired in succession over 35 minutes from an area including the Sunan region near the capital, according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan has concluded a naval exercise with South Korea in the Philippine Sea amid signs that North Korea is possibly preparing to conduct its first nuclear test explosion since 2017. The 3-day exercise that began Thursday in international waters off the Japanese island of Okinawa was apparently the Allies' first joint drill involving a U.S. aircraft carrier since November of 2017. It comes weeks after President Joe Biden and the South Korean President